All schools should be art schools because everything is made, everything has been constructed by somebody who's thought about it. And it started with an idea about a drawing. Everything is being made. You know, the building that we're sitting in, the camera that's filming this interview, the lunatic who designed this jacket, the clever person who designed my hat. All that has been designed by somebody, and that conversation has started with a pencil and paper, and that conversation starts in school, and it starts when you're four. If you give kids a pencil and paper, you're really teaching them how to sing. Quite literally, if you teach kids music, you are developing their voice. And that's the whole point about the arts, is that they are about selfhood, and they actually make us powerful. If you develop your voice, you learn to draw, learn to make things, feel that you can construct the future, that you have a hand in the world, and that you could contribute to that world, that makes you powerful. The arts are vital because they're about human expression, self-expression. What we desperately need to do in this country, and there's a whole generation of educators and teachers out there waiting to go, and they're being completely thwarted by educational policy, is to teach art and visuality in the same breath as engineering and maths and science, and teach computer coding at the same time as you teach somebody drawing. We need more kids who are visually literate, digitally literate, and who can combine those two skills, and it will make them really powerful, and it will make some of them very wealthy. Teaching art in schools is a route to success. Designing games and software is all about manipulating something in space. When you teach coding, it's like teaching coordinates, essentially. You need to be able to understand how you can move things, how you can express digital concepts in space. If you don't teach kids drawing, they are disabled at learning coding. If you teach those things together, that is fantastic. And there's a whole gang of people out there waiting to do that. And we're stopping them. We're stopping them because we think art is a nice to have, a luxury for a few people, and we think the maths and science are really important. They are all really important, and they interlink and talk to each other. That's why we should teach STEAM, science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics, and not just STEM, science, technology, engineering, and maths. We must put the arts in there. As somebody involved in the arts, I think we need to get in front of policymakers and politicians and just tell them how it is and what we want.
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas. Escuche de nuevo la grabación.
All schools should be art schools because everything is made, everything has been constructed by somebody who's thought about it, and it started with an idea about a drawing. Everything is being made. You know, the building that we're sitting in, the camera that's filming this interview, the lunatic who designed this jacket, the clever person who designed my hat. All that has been designed by somebody, and that conversation has started with a pencil and paper, and that conversation starts in school, and it starts when you're four. If you give kids a pencil and paper, you're really teaching them how to sing, quite literally, if you teach kids music, you are developing their voice. And that's the whole point about the arts, is that they are about selfhood. And they actually make us powerful. If you develop your voice, you learn to draw, learn to make things, feel that you can construct the future, that you have a hand in the world, and that you could contribute to that world, that makes you powerful. The arts are vital because they're about, fundamentally, because they're about human expression, self-expression. What we desperately need to do in this country, and there's a whole generation of educators and teachers out there waiting to go, and they're being completely thwarted by educational policy, is to teach art and visuality in the same breath as engineering and maths and science, and teach computer coding at the same time as you teach somebody drawing. We need more kids who are visually literate, digitally literate, and who can combine those two skills, and it will make them really powerful, and it will make some of them very wealthy. Teaching art in schools is a route to success. Designing games and software is all about manipulating something in space. When you teach coding, it's like teaching coordinates, essentially. You need to be able to understand how you can move things, how you can express digital concepts in space. If you don't teach kids drawing, they are disabled at learning coding. If you teach those things together, that is fantastic. And there's a whole gang of people out there waiting to do that. And we're stopping them. We're stopping them because we think art is a nice to have, a luxury for a few people, and we think the maths and science are really important. They are all really important, and they interlink and talk to each other. That's why we should teach STEAM, science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics, and not just STEM, science, technology, engineering, and maths. We must put the arts in there. As somebody involved in the arts, I think we need to get in front of policymakers and politicians and just tell them how it is and what we want.
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas. Escuche de nuevo la grabación.
All schools should be art schools because everything is made, everything has been constructed by somebody who's thought about it, and it started with an idea about a drawing. Everything has been made. You know, the building that we're sitting in, the camera that's filming this interview, the lunatic who designed this jacket, the clever person who designed my hat. All that has been designed by somebody, and that conversation has started with a pencil and paper, and that conversation starts in school, and it starts when you're four. If you give kids a pencil and paper, you're really teaching them how to sing. Quite literally, if you teach kids music, you are developing their voice. And that's the whole point about the arts, is that they are about selfhood, and they actually make us powerful. If you develop your voice, you learn to draw, learn to make things, feel that you can construct the future, that you have a hand in the world, and that you could contribute to that world, that makes you powerful. The arts are vital because they're about, fundamentally, because they're about human expression, self-expression. What we desperately need to do in this country, and there's a whole generation of educators and teachers out there waiting to go, and they're being completely thwarted by educational policy, is to teach art and visuality in the same breath as engineering and maths and science, and teach computer coding at the same time as you teach somebody drawing. We need more kids who are visually literate, digitally literate, and who can combine those two skills, and it will make them really powerful, and it will make some of them very wealthy. Teaching art in schools is a route to success. Designing games and software is all about manipulating something in space. When you teach coding, it's like teaching coordinates, essentially. You need to be able to understand how you can move things, how you can express digital concepts in space. If you don't teach kids drawing, they are disabled at learning coding. If you teach those things together, that is fantastic. And there's a whole gang of people out there waiting to do that. And we're stopping them. We're stopping them because we think art is a nice to have, a luxury for a few people, and we think the maths and science are really important. They are all really important, and they interlink and talk to each other. That's why we should teach STEAM, science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics, and not just STEM, science, technology, engineering, and maths. We must put the arts in there. As somebody involved in the arts, I think we need to get in front of policymakers and politicians and just tell them how it is and what we want.
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas. Este es el final de la tarea 2. Aquí acaba la prueba de comprensión oral.